From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Reformers and opposition groups in Iran worry that hardliners may use this week's Islamic State-claimed terror attacks to crack down on social media and renege on election promises of reforms and freedoms. Analysts say the systematic oppression of the Sunni minority has led a number of Iranian millennials to join Islamic State. Pundits and politicians took to the airwaves and social media to explain what Britain's election will mean for Prime Minister Theresa May and for Brexit. Sir Craig Oliver, the former director of communications for British Prime Minister David Cameron, shared his thoughts.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
Brexit talks with European Union negotiators are scheduled to begin in 10 days. EU officials have warned talks shouldn't be delayed and have expressed their fear that with the government weakened by the election result, the talks could become even more complicated. A senior administration official and other sources say President Donald Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that will likely roll back parts of former President Barack Obama's efforts to normalize relations. The official said presidential aides are finalizing their review of U.S.-Cuba relations and are expected to send recommendations to Trump and his national security team in the coming days. The president is expected to leave diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana intact. For updates, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.